Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Michael Kelsey, talking big issues for the beef industry in just a moment.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
Superior Livestock, proud to present Bell Ringer 32, live from Denver, 9th and 10th of January, first big sale of 2019. It'll be seen on Dish Network, channel 998, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time, 88,400 head to be offered, including almost 30,000 yearling steers, 17,000 yearling heifers, 37,000 weaned calves. For information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. 2019 will have no shortage of big issues for the beef cattle industry to tackle. Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, says his group will be working in a one-day policy session on the 23rd of January. Then they'll be talking with fellow cattle producers from across the country at the Cattle Industry Convention in New Orleans at the end of the month. And he says a couple of things are on the minds of folks wherever you are in the beef business.
Kind of looking at what the issues that I think our industry is going to talk about this year and maybe have some resolution, I think we're going to talk a lot about animal identification, disease traceability. Our industry is really wanting to talk about that, whether it be first and foremost from a disease traceability, from a security standpoint, making sure we can continue to trade, making sure we can continue to operate as we know it, as well as then there is a component to that for marketing in terms of international exports and those types of things. So I think that's going to be a big discussion point for us. We're also going to have to watch and work very hard with USDA and FDA regarding these new protein products that are coming along, specifically lab-based type products or petri dish meat, if you will, what some folks call it. But making sure that the consumer understands and those products are distinguished from beef as it is. And so we submitted comments, as you know, here at the end of the year on that, to make sure that the term beef is only applied to products that come from a live animal, a live cow or steer, if you will.
We don't have Richard Gephardt around anymore, but I'm sure you're going to be reading the new WOTUS, the WOTUS 2.0, if you want to call it that, as well as the NCBA staff working on that. You anticipate probably some comments coming from your organization in 19?
Oh, absolutely. And boy, that's just been a breath of fresh air in terms of what we've seen compared to the past. So absolutely, we'll be continuing to work with NCBA on that very, very important topic. Again, what we've seen so far is so much better than what we've seen originally. And one central thing to just continue to remember is you can't control the water without controlling land. And so that was the problem that we had, the biggest problem that we had with the original WOTUS, if you will, was too much of a private property rights grab, in our opinion. And so to see this new structuring that's way more along the lines of common sense of recognizing private property ownership is really, again, just a breath of fresh air. We look forward to continue moving that forward positively as we move into 2019.
Michael, finally, last year at your one-day policy conference in January, one issue that kind of popped up, and I think it caught some folks even by surprise, was the talk about basically entering into some sort of a program that would allow universities in Oklahoma to license to producers to grow on an experimental basis industrial hemp. Basically it looked like OCA might oppose that initially, but then you talked through the issue and you ended up offering some support for the concept that did pass quickly through the Oklahoma legislature last year, signed into law by the governor by the end of April. And of course, we've actually had some industrial hemp produced this last year as a result, under the watchful eye of a couple of our colleges, universities in the state. What are your thoughts? Obviously, we've got this state program underway now. We've also got under the 2018 Farm Law, moving it from a controlled substance to under the oversight of USDA as a regular commodity. Your thoughts about hemp?
It's going to be interesting to see how that works out. And as you mentioned, with federal adoption as well, the complements to what we did here in the state, I think it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And I don't know that there's going to be a big rush. And there's some folks who are well more qualified to me to talk about in terms of crop placement and if it displaces, if you will, any traditional crops. I don't know that there'll be a big rush from there, but I think you're right. I think there's some folks that are going to kind of experiment and see what can we do here. I think we're going to be interested to watch. There's a feed component to that, which is why we were heavily involved in that discussion. And so to see how that is incorporated, it's not going to be an instant overnight issue. We're going to have to figure out what's the nutrition value, how to work it in, how to present it to cattle. Is it in cube form? How does that work, if you will? So there's going to be some opportunity for some research. And of course, we've got one of the best land grants in the country to do that right there in Stillwater, so at Oklahoma State. So I think there's a lot of opportunities. It's going to be fun to see how that works out. And maybe, who knows, there may be some other opportunities for some alternative crops in the future that might we have an opportunity to look at. And this kind of got the ball rolling, if you will.
Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.